Welcome to the Local Business Playbook. I'm Alex, and today we're talking about something that is genuinely turning heads in the Volusia County commercial real estate world. Two massive distribution centers along I-4 and Deltona that just came in at a combined $159 million. And I'm Jamie. Okay, $159 million. Just say that out loud for a second. For Deltona. That is not a number people were throwing around for that corridor even 5 years ago, right? And that's exactly why we wanted to dig into this today. Because it's not just a big transaction, it's kind of a blueprint. Like, what does this deal tell us about where Volusia County CRE is heading? It tells us a lot, actually. And I think the first thing to understand is why Deltona specifically. Because when people think industrial and distribution in Central Florida, their minds usually go straight to Orlando, or maybe the I-4 corridor closer to Lakeland, which makes sense historically. But Deltona sits in this really interesting sweet spot on I-4. You've got access north toward Jacksonville, south toward Orlando, and you're close enough to the coast that last mile delivery becomes really efficient. That last mile piece is so key right now. With e-commerce still driving so much of the industrial demand, you need to be close to population centers, and Volusia County's population has been growing steadily. Deltona itself is one of the larger cities in the county. And people don't always realize that. When you say Volusia County, folks think Daytona Beach, maybe New Smyrna. But Deltona is actually a huge residential base. And that's exactly the kind of consumer density that attracts distribution investment. Exactly. So when you've got two distribution centers of this scale landing in the same area and together hitting $159 million in value, that's not a coincidence. That's institutional investors saying, we believe in this market.
And institutional confidence is contagious, right? Like, once one major player validates a market, others start looking more seriously. That's kind of how these CRE clusters form.
Oh, totally. It's almost like a permission slip for other developers and investors. And for local business owners, especially ones thinking about their own space needs, this is worth paying attention to because it affects lease rates, land availability, all of it.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I think that's where it gets really practical for our listeners. If you're a small to mid-sized business in Volusia County and you're thinking about warehouse space or flex industrial space, what does a deal like this mean for you?
Well, the honest answer is it's a mixed bag. On one hand, big investment in an area signals that infrastructure is improving. Roads, utilities, connectivity, all of that tends to follow large-scale development. That's good for everyone.
But on the other hand, and I feel like this is the part people don't talk about enough, when institutional money floods into an industrial corridor, it tends to push up lease rates and land prices.
Right? And that can squeeze smaller operators who are comfortable in that market. So if you've been thinking about locking in a long-term lease or even purchasing industrial property in the Deltona or I-4 corridor area, the message from a deal like this is don't wait.
That's such a practical takeaway. The window where you can still get in at a relatively accessible price point. That window is closing, and deals like this are the signal.
I was actually just talking to someone in the commercial brokerage space recently, and they were saying that the Volusia industrial market has been chronically undersupplied relative to demand. And when you're undersupplied and then you get a couple of marquee deals like this, it accelerates everything.
Undersupplied? That's a really important word there, because it means there's genuine demand that hasn't been met yet, which is actually a healthy sign for the market long term, even if it creates short-term pressure on availability.
And it creates opportunity too, for developers, for investors, for businesses that are strategic about where they plant their flag. Volusia County has land, it has infrastructure bones, and now it has proof of concept with these two deals.
Proof of concept, I love that framing, because that's really what a $159 million transaction does for a market. It's not just a sale, it's a statement.
And the statement is, this market is real, it's viable, and it's on the radar of serious money. Which, honestly, for a community like Deltona that has sometimes been overlooked in the broader Central Florida conversation, that matters a lot.
It really does. And I think there's also a jobs and economic development angle here that's worth mentioning. Distribution centers at this scale employ a lot of people, logistics workers, operations staff, management. That's real local employment.
Absolutely. And those jobs tend to support other local businesses, restaurants, retail, services. There's a multiplier effect. So even if you're not in CRE at all, this kind of development ripples out through the whole local economy.
So let's zoom out for a second and think about the blueprint piece. Because that's in our episode title for a reason. What makes this a blueprint for Volusia CRE more broadly? I think it's the combination of factors that came together here. You've got strategic I-4 location, you've got population density, you've got a market that was undervalued relative to its fundamentals, and you've got the broader industrial demand tailwind from e-commerce and supply chain reshoring. Supply chain reshoring. That's a big one that I don't think gets enough attention in local CRE conversations. Companies are actively trying to bring more of their distribution infrastructure closer to home, and Florida is a massive beneficiary of that trend. Florida checks so many boxes for that. Business-friendly environment, no state income tax, major port access, growing population, and now you can add a proven industrial corridor along I-4 in Volusia to that list. And the blueprint isn't just for investors from outside the area. I think local developers and local business owners can look at this and start asking, where are the next opportunities along this corridor? What other pockets of Volusia are positioned similarly? That's the right question to be asking. And honestly, that's the kind of strategic thinking that separates businesses that thrive in a changing market from ones that get caught flat-footed. Well said. I think the big takeaways from today are, one, this $159 million deal is a market validation moment for Volusia Industrial CRE. Two, if you're a local business with space needs, the time to act is now, before the market tightens further. And three, even if you're not directly in the real estate game, pay attention to what's happening along I-4 in Deltona, because the economic ripple effects are going to touch a lot of local businesses in ways that might surprise you. This is exactly the kind of thing we love digging into on this show, the big deals that have real meaning for everyday business owners in our community. Really fun conversation today, Jamie. So good. And hey, if you want to go deeper on this topic, whether it's Volusia County CRE trends, the I-4 industrial corridor, or just smart strategies for Florida small businesses, head over to our website. You'll find show notes, resources, and a whole library of episodes just like this one. We'll see you next time on the Local Business Playbook.